Well done. There's only one person wasn't singing, but that's Noah, so he's all right. Welcome to our gospel service tonight. Thanks very much for that, Stuart. So we're going to, for a wee bit of background, we're going to go into 1 Corinthians chapter 1. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 18. Well, for verse 17, this is Paul speaking. 1 Corinthians 1:17, for Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with the wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Hath God not made foolish the wisdom of this world? For after that in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God, it pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. For the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness. But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. For you see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called, but God hath chosen the foolish things of this world to confound the wise, and God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty, and base things of the world and things which are despised hath God chosen. Yea, and things which are not are brought, bring to naught things which are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. Now I'm going to turn over for the main body of our thoughts this evening is in Mark chapter 10. Mark chapter 10. Mark chapter 10 and verse 13 says this. And they brought young children to Jesus, that he should touch them. And his disciples rebuked those that brought them. But when Jesus saw, he was much displeased, and said unto them, suffer the little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. Truly I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter therein. And he took them up in his arms, put his hands upon them, and blessed them. And when he was gone forth into the way, there came one running and kneeled to him and asked him, good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? And Jesus said unto him, why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. Thou knowest the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not kill. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Defraud not. Honour thy father and mother. And he answered and said unto him, master, all these have I observed from my youth. Then Jesus, beholding him, loved him, and said unto him, one thing thou lackest. Go thy way, sell whatsoever thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come, take up the cross and follow me. And he was sad at that saying, and went away grieved, for he had great possessions. And Jesus looked round about and said unto his disciples, how hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God? And the disciples were astonished at his words. But Jesus answereth again and saith unto them, children, how hard is it for them that trust in riches to enter into the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. And they were astonished out of measure, saying among themselves, "Who then can be saved?" And Jesus, looking upon them, said, "With men, impossible, but not with God, for with God all things are possible." Then Peter began to say unto him, "Lo, we have left all and have followed thee." And Jesus answered and said, "Truly I say unto you, there is no man that hath left house, or brethren, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands, for my sake and the gospel's, but he shall receive an hundredfold now in this time, houses, and brethren, and sisters, and mothers, and children, and lands with persecutions, and in the world to come, eternal life. But many that are first shall be last, and the last first." We know that the Lord will bless the reading of his word to us this afternoon. Now, this might seem a very strange passage, but I was reading this story about the rich young ruler. It's told in Matthew, it's told in Mark, and it's told in Luke. And I was reading it the other morning, probably Wednesday morning, Tuesday or Wednesday morning. And I just want to leave three wee words in your thinking this afternoon. And I was looking at the story, sometimes, you know, we take a story out of context. But this context is that the people, the Pharisees and the scribes, are asking the Lord Jesus about divorce. Can we put away our wives? Can we put away our husbands? And all the rest of it. And the Lord Jesus Christ seems to be very concerned with the children here. And then we're going to learn a lesson. And well, what I want to think is about as well, when this story is told in the Gospel of Luke, these people are never going to hear the gospel again. Because the Lord Jesus is going to go down to Jericho. He's going to see the blind man. He's going to meet Zacchaeus. And he's going to go up to Jerusalem. And he's going to be taken. And he's going to be crucified. And he's going to be slain. And these people are never going to hear the gospel again. But as I thought about that, and as I thought about the people who come to the gospel service here, and we're delighted to have you, delighted to see you, I just want to leave three wee words in your hearing. And that is, a little child. I want to talk to you this afternoon about a little child. The Lord Jesus said, "Truly I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child shall not enter therein." What about a little child? The Lord Jesus Christ, here he is. And these Pharisees and scribes, and they're on at him about divorce and all the rest of it. And you know as well as me that in the middle of divorce, rightly or wrongly, whoever is the wrong party, the children always suffer. I've seen that in my line of work, and you probably know that in your families as well. That the mum and dad go their separate ways, and the children are caught in the crossfire. The children are forgot about. The children will be affected for the rest of their life. And the children are unimportant. I want my way, you want your way, and we'll sort the children out. But the Lord Jesus Christ has got a different viewpoint to you and me. The Lord Jesus Christ is concerned about the children. The Lord Jesus Christ is concerned about the little children. And here he is. And these parents are bringing the children to the Lord Jesus Christ to bless. And I wondered about that, because in today's climate it sounds a bit weird that people are brought for the Lord Jesus to touch them and to bless them and all the rest of it. But then I remembered that when the Lord Jesus Christ was 8 days old, he was brought into the temple. Do you remember the story? And that man who prayed to God and served God in the temple, he was told that he wouldn't die till he'd seen the Lord's Christ. And here's the Lord Jesus Christ on the 8th day. He comes into the temple for to do according to the covenant with Abraham, to be circumcised. And this man, Simeon, takes the Lord Jesus up and blesses him. That was a symbolic thing, to be blessed by the high priest. And here's the Lord Jesus Christ. And these children are brought to him. These children who are of no consequence, not important in the world's minds, not important in your mind and mine. The children, what do they know? What do they think? Do we really mind or care what they think? And the Lord Jesus, I just want to think of the compassion of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, suffer the little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. Except ye become as a little child. A little child. Now some of us have had children and some haven't. And some of us maybe didn't make a great job when we had children. But anyway, we remember when they were little and they were dependent on you. They didn't know very much. They maybe think they know everything now. But that's when they grow up. But a little child. Except ye become as a little child. And I want to focus on this today. A child is totally dependent. A child is trusting. And generally speaking, they look to the parent. Generally speaking, they'll look maybe even to the grandparents now. They need something, they'll come. They want something, they'll come. They're hurting, they'll come. They'll not know how mum or dad or the grandparents are going to sort things out. They'll not understand maybe the cost of getting things sorted out. They'll not understand the time and effort it is to get things sorted out. But they'll come. Just a little child. And they'll come for help. And here's the Lord Jesus Christ. These disciples here. Jesus is too busy for children. Jesus is too busy for the young folk. Jesus is too busy for the infants. And the Lord Jesus was angry with them. And he says, let the little children come unto me, for of such is the kingdom of God. In another passage he said, except you become as a little child, you're not going to heaven. So the big question is, are you going to heaven? When did you start on the way to heaven? How did you become a Christian? Or maybe you're not a Christian. Or maybe Christianity is all confusing to you. Maybe Christianity is so confusing to you. I can't understand this. Yes, I believe there's a God. Yes, I believe there's a heaven. Yes, I believe there's an eternity. And that's good. Yes, I'll go to church. Yes, I'll go to the services and all the rest of it. And you've never come and believed in the Lord Jesus Christ. You've come and you've thought about it. You've come and you've listened to the gospel stories. You've come and you've listened to great Bible teachers. And you've come and you've come and you've come. And you're not saved. You've never been born again. You've never come into God's family. And why is that? How can you know this afternoon that you are a Christian? How can you know that you are forgiven of all your sins? How can you know for a certainty that at the end of this meeting, if you died, you'd be absent from the body and present with the Lord? How could you get your life sorted out? How could you have your sins forgiven? How could you know the peace of God that passes all understanding? Jesus said, except you become as a little child. Except you come as that little trusting child, just coming as you are, leaving everything behind. And I used to work late hours and all the rest of it. Our house maybe isn't as romantic as some people's houses, but you know, you see the story, you call the child and the child rushes up to see you and all the rest. The child just comes and runs. Daddy's here. Oh no, daddy's here, I've done something wrong. But generally speaking, daddy's here, and they'll just run. They'll leave their toys, they'll leave whatever they're playing with, they'll leave whatever they're eating, and they'll just come and run. And Jesus said, except you become as a little child, except you come to me as a little child, you'll not enter the kingdom of God. So the big question is, have you come as a little child? Have you come in all your need before Jesus Christ and asked him to be your Savior? Have you come and asked him to forgive your sins? Have you come and say, Lord, I don't understand this. I don't understand salvation. I don't understand how you could love me.
I don't understand why you should love me. I don't understand why you came and died on the cross. But I need to have my sins forgiven. And I want to be like that child. I want to come. I want to come as I am. Just as I am, without one plea. But that thy blood was shed for me, O Lamb of God, I come to thee. I come. You have to come as a little child. And those three words stuck in my head. We complicate the gospel. We get verses from here, there, and everywhere, and they fuse them all together, and we complicate things. If you're going to be in heaven, you come as you are. You come as a little child, and you come to Jesus. And you come to Jesus while you can. Because 2 or 3 days later, they couldn't have come to Jesus. Because the Lord Jesus was hanging on the cross. The Lord Jesus was dying for sin. And the Lord Jesus will not be back again until the coming day. Jesus said, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child. Hear the words of Jesus. Whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter therein. Those are the words of Jesus. Those are the words of a loving Jesus. Those are the words of Jesus who loved the children. Let the little children come, for of such is the kingdom of God. And here he is, and he's saying, listen to the people. Unless you come as a little child, and then you've got this story. This is a continuation. Mark 10, Luke 18, and I think it's Matthew 19. This story just continues on. This isn't just a one-off story that Jesus cares and loves for the children. That Jesus said, you must come as a child or you'll not enter into heaven. This story continues and we see a young man. Not a child anymore. Not a little child anymore. We see a young man. And you can find it in Matthew, Mark and Luke. And here's a man and he's coming running. He's coming running to Jesus. He's in a hurry. He's in a hurry to meet Jesus. He's in a hurry to get something from Jesus. And what's he wanting from Jesus? What is he wanting from Jesus? Good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? Oh, it was good that he came running. It was good that he kneeled down before the Lord Jesus. He didn't care who looked at him. He didn't care who laughed at him. But here he is, he's on his knees before the Lord Jesus Christ. And he's asking, what good thing can I do to have eternal life? In your wisdom, and my wisdom, we would say, well, if ever there's a man going to get right with God, if ever there's a man going to find peace with God, if ever there's a man was going to have his sins forgiven, it was that man. Because there he is. He's come to the only person who can save him from his sins. Here he is. He's down on his knees before Jesus and he's asking for eternal life. In your wisdom and my wisdom, that man's going to get saved today. His life's going to be changed today. He's going to have eternal life. And the sad part of this story is he would go away grieved for he had great possessions. The cost was too much. The cost was too much. Oh, if only he had heard the words of Jesus, except ye come as a little child. Except ye become as a little child, you'll not enter in. You'll not have eternal life. You'll not have your sins forgiven. But here he comes. Good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? Did you remember what we read about the children? Whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child. So what we have to have from the Lord Jesus, what we have is a gift. The Bible tells me the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life. Eternal life comes from Jesus. The gift of God is eternal life. And here's the Lord Jesus saying, if you will receive it, as a little child, you'll enter in. And here's this dear young man. And he thinks he's going to do something. He thinks he's going to be something. He thinks he's going to inherit something. And all he's got is his riches. All he's got is all his wealth. He may have it inherited. Now, I don't think there was a stock market there. He may have inherited all this wealth. And he thought, well, maybe this is something I can inherit. Maybe this is something I can gain. Maybe this is something I can get for myself. But the Lord Jesus takes him on his word. What good thing must I do? And the Lord Jesus says, why callest thou me good? There is none good but God. You know the commandments. You know the commandments. And he lists at least six of them there. And he answered and said unto him, Master, all these have I observed from my youth. And here's a man. Here's a young guy. And he's doing his best. He's doing his very best. Surely the Lord Jesus would look on him and say, you can inherit the kingdom of God. Surely Jesus will look upon me in the dust of those streets of Judea. Maybe the Lord Jesus will look upon me in all my earnestness and say, you can enter the kingdom of God. It says, then Jesus, beholding him, loved him. And said unto him, one thing thou lackest. Go thy way, sell all that thou hast, give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven. And come, take up the cross and follow me. The Lord Jesus was going to take up his cross in 3 or 4 days' time after this. The cross, a place of punishment, a place of suffering, place of reproach. Take up your cross and follow me. And what's the Bible say? And he was sad at that saying and went away grieved. Grieved. He went away grieved. A little child. A little child comes to the Savior. A little child comes to receive of the kingdom of God. And a little child goes away satisfied. Doesn't understand everything. Has nothing to offer. Doesn't even have the, dare I say this, the intelligence to offer anything. A little child's not going to promise you to get a great job and great wealth and all the rest. And a little child's just going to come. Come in all their need and take what you're offering. A little child. A little child. Oh, how we complicate the gospel. And the Lord Jesus, looking round upon his disciples, has said, how hardly shall they that trust in riches enter into the kingdom of God? Who then can be saved? This is not possible with men. This is not possible with men, but it is possible with God. That you and I, as guilty sinners, before a holy, awesome God, can have our sins forgiven, can find cleansing, can find healing, can find peace with God. That peace that passes all understanding, can find security in the Lord Jesus Christ, because he loved us and he gave himself for us on Calvary's cross. Oh yes, the Lord Jesus would tell that man to take up the cross. Take up your cross and follow me. And he was sad at that saying and went away grieved for his great possessions. The Lord Jesus was going to bear a cross. The Lord Jesus was going to go outside Jerusalem's walls. The Lord Jesus Christ was going to take that young man's sins. And he was going to die for that young man's sins. He was going to open up the way back to God, to cleanse that young man from his sins. That if he came as a little child and received the kingdom of God, he would be saved for time and for eternity. And he went away grieved. And the Bible never tells us he came back. Oh friends, the gospel. The gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. That he would love us. That he would die for us. That he would be buried for us. That he would rise again for us. That he could be our Savior. If we will receive it as a little child. Come as you are. Hear the words of Jesus. I heard the voice of Jesus say, Come, come unto me and rest. Lay down thy weary one, lay down thy head upon my breast. I came to Jesus as I was weary and worn and sad. I found in him a resting place, and he has made me glad. I came as a little child. Everyone in this room who is born again, who's had their sins forgiven, they came as a little child. But one wee thing I want to point out just for your encouragement, they didn't stay a wee child. Because here's the disciples and said, "Who can be saved?" And the Lord Jesus may say, "Children, children, my children, this is not possible with men, but possible with God. If someone is born again, they don't stay a little child, but they grow in the knowledge and love of our Lord Jesus Christ." Let's close our eyes and pray. Our Father, we bless.